This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things in Douglas County and a big announcement unveiled a few hours ago. We're going to kind of go in depth about it from the Ford Family Foundation. The president and CEO, Kara Carlisle, thanks for coming in.
Great to be back, Kyle.
And Kiwi Cook, Vice President of Programs, in here as well. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Our pleasure, Kyle.
So, Kara, this was a big announcement, and I can tell it's already got a lot of attention around town. I've got people messaging me, people walking over to my workstation going, okay, how is this all going to work? So that's kind of what we're going to talk about here. But I want to back up a little bit. You guys have so many things going on. What led to the idea of doing this in the first place? Because that's kind of its own story.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me back, Kyle. It's wonderful to be here. And I knew this was in the works last time, so thanks for making time for us today. You know, one of the things we talked about last time since I've come here is I've been really trying to get to know the community and really understand the donor intent. And the simple message about this hometown fund is that we've always been rooted here in Roseburg, and we're showing up for the place we call home. And that really is, sort of, and simply put, this is where the families and the communities built the wealth. And so that's the first thing. And the second one is that having been here now 2.5 years, there's extraordinary momentum. And so it's an opportunity for us to join and follow the lead of the community here and what's happening. And you see that in lots of different places, whether it's the pickleball court or the tennis courts or what's happening at UCC or the farmers market downtown. I've just been inspired. The board, the staff have been inspired by what communities are doing across this region and certainly in Roseburg.
You know, when I looked at the press release, the first word is rooted. Yes. And I remember you using that the last time we talked. And it's not a word everybody uses every day, but yet it has a lot of meaning.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear Kiwi talk because she's been here. Really, she's the only one of my staff directly, I think. Well, actually, Donna. But you've worked with all three presidents, and so you have such wisdom and insight raising your family here and working at the foundation. But rooted, to me, feels like an honoring of where the money was made and the communities and families that really have contributed and made our foundation possible. And that rootedness means a lot of things, but it means that we're here. In Core County, we're here where the founders made their wealth. We're here in rural, which was a deep love and expression of our founders to be in smaller communities. And so all of that says I come through here and I'm a steward, but I'm part of a wealth of stewards who are trying to make good on the promise that this community built with our founders. And so rooted in purpose, rooted in place, hopefully rooted in love.
So Kiwi, since you've been here a long time, what would you kind of describe as the mission of the foundation overall?
Oh, absolutely, Kyle. Well, as Kara was just saying so beautifully, the mission of the foundation is really about rural communities, and it's about kids and families in those rural communities. And it's really about how do we work together with the leaders in communities, so across the state of Oregon and in Siskiyou County, California, to find all the ways that we can make life better for our next generation and our kids. And that is certainly true and has always been true of the foundation. I think increasingly we're coming to understand that, you know, philanthropic dollars, so foundation dollars, can only go so far. So really we have to be behind the communities themselves, behind the leaders. We have to be thinking with our local officials, our statewide officials, how do the systems that our communities work within and our families work within do better for rural communities and for rural kiddos?
So what year did you join the foundation and what led to you coming to work there?
I joined the foundation in 2008, and rural community development was my focus. I thought a lot about nonprofits and the nonprofit sector and the role that they play. And I had, you know, as a kid who grew up as a Navy kid, living all over the world and traveling all the time, always on the outside of community looking in, I was pretty fascinated by what it means to really invest in a place and see what makes a community healthy and vibrant. And so the foundation and working as a program officer was literally my dream job. It's what I wanted to do more than anything. And so I came in 2008, and I haven't been kicked out so far. So I'm still here and loving how the foundation changes and builds and grows capacity based on what we see the needs in the communities are, and hope to keep doing that.
So, Kara, as you talk about the launch of the Hometown Fund, kind of give people an overview of it.
So the fund will support large-scale catalytic capital projects. Requests, we're thinking $1 million or above. And it'll play out over 10 years. So we have an allocation of $10 million to spend over the next 10 years. And we are putting some money in there because the technical term is pre-development dollars. But oftentimes, you have some pre-work that you have to do, a study or oftentimes research that will position you then to be able to go for bigger dollars. And so we do have an opportunity for folks to say, hey, we've got this big idea. We need to get some of this pre-work done before. So there is an allocation that we can consider for that. But these projects, we hope, will be a catalyst for other outside investment, whether that's public money, private dollars, individual donors, really to be catalytic. But we do hope that it will build something concrete. That's really important to the staff and the board, that there's a lot of talk about a lot of complicated things right now, and a lot of it you just can't touch, smell, or feel. And what I want and I hope and we all are striving for and inviting community in is that we can build something together that our children can look at and say, we are an investable community. There's hope here. There's a future here. And the adults that have power and resources are investing in our future.
Now, we've seen in progress now a number of projects going on that, if you start adding the dollars up, is kind of an unusual amount of investment in the Roseburg area that's taken place between the city, the college, other things as well in the last couple of years. And it seems like you want to kind of just be a part of that.
Absolutely. One of the things we talk a lot about is, and I've talked a lot about with the staff and the board, is that we don't want it to be centering the foundation. We want to be part of the conversation, and we want to be a contributor. And we have different things that we can contribute, and each partner has a different kind of, Kiva uses the word superpower. And so we want to be able to bring what we can, which is a lot of networks and ability to bring people together. And we do have capital, but also research and other ways to help people who want to dream begin to scaffold that with all kinds of different partnerships that hopefully can lead to real progress, tangible progress that we can see in our community.
And having a part of this be some funding to help move these things along seems like a big deal, because there have been, you know, here and other places, people have ideas and they just hit a wall. And they're like, you know, we can't move forward. We don't have any money to even figure out exactly how this might work. And that's where they stop. And that's where some ideas die, unfortunately, that could be really good.
Yeah, I think that's just right. And I think what we want to do is add some hope into that equation. I think, you know, when I think about my 18 years at the foundation, we have an unusually wonderful group of leaders in Roseburg at the moment. They have a lot of ideas. They have a lot of projects that are ready to go. We want to get behind them. If they are hitting a wall, is there something we can do to help get them over the wall? Can we show up ourselves? And maybe that will help bring investment from other places. So we want to get around and over as many of those walls as our community is ready to do.
So can you talk about some of the specifics, what kinds of things this fund could support?
Yeah, just as Kara was saying, Kyle, we expect the majority of the things we do through this fund to be capital projects, so bricks and mortar. We see them as being large-scale, catalytic things that are all about providing hope and vision for our community. So we expect that they will come from tables of partners that have a vision for the community, can articulate that vision, and have some progress underway. And those will be those large capital projects, really up to that $1 million mark that Kara referenced. We also know that sometimes projects aren't at that phase and they need this pre-early work planning dollars, and so we're holding some dollars for that as well. But honestly, we don't know what's going to come in. We're as excited as anybody to see what is ready and what conversations we can have. I do think it's really important to say that if someone goes to the hometown page on our website and suggests a project, if it's not a fit for this fund, we still have all the other granting opportunities that we've always had. So we'll help get you there. We'll direct you to the right place and make sure that there's, you know, every open door that is possible will be available to you. So no wrong phone call on this one, Kyle. They can call us and we'll get them to the right place.
All right. We'll talk more about the launch of the Hometown Fund when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. We've got another interview with one of the candidates for governor on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Kara Carlisle and Kiwi Cook of the Ford Family Foundation in today to talk about the Hometown Fund. Now, you guys really went into this announcement big as well. I think I barely got off the radio this morning. And there was a video already out there. I mean, you've really attacked it from kind of all levels, trying to really get the word out there quickly.
We are extremely excited, and we are extremely proud of this community, and that's why we just were so excited, and we're so hopeful. Already we're hopeful that we could be at this moment where we could be alongside of community and leaders. So yes, for sure, we've been extremely, we've been waiting for this moment.
I think our energy is matching the energy we see in our leaders. So they're excited, and we're excited to walk with them. It definitely tried our comfort zone with the video, but we are, you know, we want people to know we're out there. They can call us. We're with them. And hopefully it came across that way, Kyle.
Well, video is a thing. We even have our own video studio in this building now. So, everything, you know, every different types of media can attract people in different ways. And I know for foundations, sometimes it's easy to get kind of stodgy, and not try new things. So I think it's cool that you went out on the video circuit today, and we'll probably see more of that as this whole thing rolls along. How many of your staff were involved, Kara, in putting this all together?
You know, in some ways, I could say it was an entire board and staff conversation that's been going on a while. I mean, and in some ways, that's actually not hyperbole, because we've been trying to sense make, is it the right time, and do we feel like we can be a good partner? And so there's a lot of things that are behind the scenes that it takes. But it was questions of how do we make sure that people know this is on top of our existing work? Because as you started out our conversation, Kyle, we have a lot of different ways that we try to help support community and change. And so that was a big question. How does this not get confused with our existing grant making? So that was a conversation. How do we tell the story? How do we want to make sure that we're not leading, we're following the community? What is the right? You know, so all of these questions have been questions that we've been working through. And then people, how are we going to receive grants? How are we going to evaluate these? These are different. It's a new thing for us to do in this team. So I would say it really has been a team effort, truly. And I think deep conviction across the board and staff that this is the moment for us to do this together, and extremely hopeful.
And as well, one of the things is that this is very focused on Roseburg, the city itself, where your founders began, including the neighborhood where they lived, between downtown and out West Harvard, and all of that.
Yeah, and that was a big discussion, and Kiwi can talk about that as well, but we believe that so much of the county comes to Roseburg as the hub, and we believe this will be a ripple effect, not only because it will serve the whole, hopefully, region, but it also, we hope, will catalyze and inspire additional ideas around what is possible. And so, Kiva, you want to speak a little bit more to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kara's just right. We talked about this a lot because clearly the foundation cares deeply about all of Douglas County, about all of rural Oregon and Northern California, Siskiyou County. So we had to think about, with $10 million over 10 years, where is that a meaningful amount of money so we can play a role that really does help get behind the momentum of the community? So that sort of the reality of the size of the fund, combined with exactly what Kara is saying, knowing that Roseburg is the county seat, hopefully we'll have ripples out to really touch all of the county and all of the region. That was really the balance that we were trying to strike.
And for this area, you know, considerable challenges for decades with a lower than average wage most people get, mm-hmm. and some other conditions that have been made things kind of tough sometimes.
Yeah, one of the other discussions we had, and I have young kids in my life, and my children are older, but I love kids. I really love children. And trying to figure out, with the realities of challenges that parents have, whether it's transportation or whether it's money to join a club, trying to think about what are some infrastructure or buildings or places that can be welcoming to everyone, no matter their economic ability to pay. And so that's another factor that we hope that some of what comes out of this will be communities saying, we want to have more spaces that are open and available to all, accessible to all, no matter your economics. And so we're hoping that becomes part of what the community brings forward to say, we want this to be a place for all kids, all families, and you don't have to pay necessarily, because that becomes a barrier for a lot of families here, and we know that. And so we thought about that as well.
Well, and there's probably potential for some of the ideas that are out there to not necessarily involve, you know, a big new construction project, but we seem to have an abundance of buildings that are just sitting there waiting to be repurposed.
So Kyle, I'm believing you may have some ideas. So again, talk with us. You know a lot. You know a lot more than most here. And so we welcome your ideas and conversation too. We hope that it catalyzes a lot of creative ideas. And so you would be absolutely welcome to share with us your ideas as well.
I've got a list of buildings that I see as well, some of them, and I don't know how finances work for some of the property owners, but you know, we've got some buildings that have been sitting there for decades not being used, that have got good bones and infrastructure. So there's a lot of potential. And you really, in the press release as well, you focused on kind of a special interest in starting at downtown Roseburg and working out. Talk about that.
So Keevy and I may have different ways to respond to this, but as somebody who has only been here 2.5 years, I don't know that you can get to a better, more beautiful spot than the Umpqua River. I just don't know. I mean, I feel such deep affection and joy and to be driving by that every day. And when you walk along that river, I can imagine a place where more and more families can walk. And there's such infrastructure along that. You've got the ball fields, and you've got that stretch between really the Y and downtown, and including downtown, is already a gathering place. And so, and there's a lot of momentum and a lot of ideas already percolating along that, because there's so many. You've got the VA, you've got schools, you've got the art center, you've got soccer fields, you've got the museum downtown. And so it feels like a place where we're already noticing quite a bit of momentum and conversation in community. And we do feel like it is, in some ways, the heart of Roseburg. And it could even be more so and welcome more people in. But I don't know, Kiva, what you would say.
Yeah, I think just between what you just said, Kara, and Kyle, what you brought up is a lot of where we're seeing that momentum. So be it on the river corridor, taking all the gems that already exist and thinking, what could we do to get more families out there, to get more activity? And we know the more activity you get, like it just keeps building and growing that way. But the other aspect that we have is a really beautiful downtown that does have a lot of buildings that I think are ready to be repurposed. And I think we know leaders in town are coming up with those ideas and viable plans. And so those are really the two linchpins, that downtown space, what can we do with assets that are there? And the same is true along that river corridor. So we're pretty excited.
All right, we're just about out of time. Kira, give people a website address if they want to check out the all the details about this Hometown Fund.
It's www.tfff.org.
And then you'll just be able to find it through a new hometown page. So you'll go to an About Us and you'll see it there. And if you have any trouble finding us, give us a call.
All right, Kira Carlisle, Kibi Cook of the Ford Family Foundation. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.